Welcome to the Freedom Friends Show, where we introduce you to all of the different techniques that you can take in order to make more freedom friends. Those who either help you get clients, support you with your clients, or those who just simply help you achieve some level of freedom in your life or business.
Are you okay?
I can hear you just fine. Okay, there we go. All righty. So welcome to the show, Ms. Sandra Mackey. I certainly appreciate you for taking me up on my invitation.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I invited you on the show for a number of reasons. I have to say, so of course, our first interaction, I think, was on Facebook. Yeah, definitely on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that caught my attention was the snake massage. And then it was the spa junkie, spa baby, all the mm-hmm. spa stuff around the world. And then it was mm-hmm. the still beating cobra heart. And then it was, mm-hmm. okay, wait a minute, I really need to watch her, because, like,
what's going on here?
The antithesis of fear. And I'm just like, okay, I need to keep my eye on her. So where did all this come from?
I'll
start with who are you? I know on Facebook you're Sandra the Lioness Mackey.
Yes.
So what does that mean?
So everyone calls me Lioness, and I guess for a myriad of reasons, you know, that's my zodiac sign, that's my favorite animal, but I also think it's kind of the spirit animal that I have the most in common with. You know, that's what I embody, that's who I am, and, you know, I look at the qualities that all Lioness has, like, you know, strength and loyalty and, you know, fierce protection of their loved ones and survival spirit. You know, those are things that I want to embody as well. So it just fit. And that's what people started calling me. And I have all kinds of Lioness things around my house, Lion and Lioness. My license plate is Lioness. So it really is a very big part of my life.
I love it. So how mm-hmm. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, as I think back in time, you know, I wasn't always, I think, the person I am today. Obviously, you know, of course, I embrace my aloneness. So I'm the kind of person that I can do things on my own, do things solo. I enjoy my own time. I always wanted to travel, you know, and in fact, growing up, you know, my number one place that I wanted to go was Africa. You know, I wanted to go on safari because I grew up watching National Geographic and Discovery Channel and things like that. So definitely the travel bug was planted then. But I didn't travel a lot as a kid, you know, within my family. You know, we went to visit family in certain states, but that was about the extent of it. Never overseas or anything like that. But as I grew up and into young adulthood, I started questioning my purpose in life. You know, why am I here? You know, what are my skills and talents that I'm supposed to use on behalf of others? How can I make my mark on the world? And it wasn't an answer or question that I was getting answered readily. You know, I was praying about it, but no answer was forthcoming. So in the meantime, I said, you know what? I'm just going to live life. I'm just going to do my thing. I'm just going to enjoy life. And when, you know, it's time for the answer to hit me, for God to give it to me, He will. And so that's what I did. I went out and I started enjoying life and making the most of it. And I think that was reinforced by different things that were happening around me. Like, for example, the death of a friend that I went to school with. You know, she died in her 20s. And, you know, it was just, I was realizing, hey, it can happen to anyone at any time. You know, we're not promised tomorrow. Life can end in a moment. And I don't want to get to the end of it and have regrets about the way that I lived my life, or that I didn't do the things that I wanted to do. And so I vowed to make a change and to start living life to the fullest. And I think I've upheld that vow, you know, since that time frame. And I've also been able to share that with other people and get them to also start to live life to the fullest.
I love it. So when your friend passed away in your 20s, was that the beginning of your bucket list? Because you have the longest bucket list I've ever seen in my life.
I do. And I'm working on my website right now, revamping it, and it's going to be even longer. I'm telling you that right now. But it wasn't right there at that particular time. But you know, I don't know what it was, when exactly it hit me to start making one. I've always been the type of person that made a to-do list. Mm-hmm. And you know, for groceries, for what I need to get done for the day. And so I think it just made logical sense that, you know, when I start to go on trips, you know, these are the things that I want to accomplish on this trip to be a success for me. And it's not to say that, you know, I'm not spontaneous and I don't do things on the fly, but I believe in maximizing your time. And so I know that if I went to, you know, Botswana, or if I went to Paris, France, or wherever I went, there are certain things that I wanted to do to make that a good, successful trip for me. And so I think I started the list that way, and then it just kind of evolved from there.
Wow. So what was, I mean, because, I mean, I don't know how you feel about yourself, but from where mm-hmm. I stand, you're a big deal. I mean, you have this amazing bucket list. I don't know, is it a 300? At least 300. It's at well least. Over. The last time I saw it, it's well over 300.
It's probably well over that now, for sure.
Things that you've actually accomplished. And these are not like small feats, right? So like earlier, you know, snake massage. Like I mean, things that it's funny because people think that I'm very, how do you say, daring or whatever, and I'm like, mm-hmm. no, you gotta mm-hmm. meet this chick. Like, you know, I guess it's all relative, but it's like, no, when you look at, and I'm like, these are things that I never even would have considered. But was that like, what was your motivation when you first got started? I know you said live to the fullest, but
yeah, you know, I think part of it was, like, for example, you mentioned the snake massage. You know, a bucket list should be an extension of you personally. And I always tell people that, you know, hey, your list may have 20 items, somebody else's list may have 500. That's perfectly okay. You know, that's not what's important. What's important is that the items that are on the list are meaningful to you, you know, and that means they're relevant and personal for you. And so, for example, I love spa treatments. In fact, I just had one today. I just had a massage earlier today. I love it. And so I started doing it around the world because I said, you know, it's a unique way to kind of get immersed in an area, in a country, and see what they do. Like, for example, in Thailand, they use certain techniques that have been passed down through the generations. Maybe they use certain scents or certain oils that reflect the essence of that region, of that area. So to me, it became a unique way to kind of get to know a country a little bit better, you know, and in a relaxed way that, you know, that was meaningful and personal to me. So I started to seek it out when I went to different countries. And actually, I started to make it a contest, which country had the best massage. And I used to post it on social media, and people actually were starting to keep up with it. And so that led me to very unique spa treatments around the world. So from the snake massage to the bird poop facial.
Oh, I missed that one.
The beer bath. You know, just various things I had done that I've tried, all in the name of getting that unique spa treatment.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it's definitely something that has been fun, you know, and just another thing I can kind of add to my, you know, the things that I do in a particular country or whenever I travel or visit. So I encourage people, you know, what is your thing? You know, find your thing, and you can really make travel fun when you start to pursue that thing around the world. You know, and so actually my bucket list is divided into various categories. So the spa treatments is one, but I also have things like, you know, I always tell people a bucket list should be so much more than just travel. So I have an area that's about personal growth and development. I have one that's actually related to volunteerism and acts of kindness, you know, the things that I do for other people. Mm. And because I also think, you know, people should think along those lines, you know, it shouldn't be just about you, but about what you could do for other people.
Yeah.
So actually, I have quite a few sections in my bucket list. So
that's awesome.
I encourage people to really think beyond travel because it could be so much more than that. And I think for a lot of people, they think that, well, if I make a list, you know, it takes the spontaneity out and I'm going to be beholden to that and it's not as much fun. I guarantee you, I have done so much more with that list than I would have ever done without. So when people say, oh, well, you know, I'm going to a certain place, a certain destination, what do I see? What do I do? Well, I don't have that problem because I have a list. So I know what I'm going to see, what I'm going to do, you know? So and then they come to me and say, oh, what are you doing? I said, see, this is where a list would come in handy.
Yes. So for a woman like you who's done so much, I mean, I've seen some of your pictures. What did you have dinner? How far? 1,200 stories in the air? I don't know. Like I said, stuff like that. Do you have any fears? Yeah.
I do. I think everyone has fears, whether they're willing to admit it or not. And for me, one of my biggest fears, which actually probably what drives a good bit of my lifestyle and my bucket list, is the fear of mediocrity. Mm. You know, I never wanted to be less than what I was capable of being. You know, I think people have skills and they have talents, and they're here for a reason, and there's some destiny they're supposed to be fulfilling. And what I didn't want is to get to the end of my journey and look back and or know that I didn't fulfill the reason that I was even here, you know, what my purpose was in life. I wanted to reach that full potential, and I wanted to be that person, live that life. So for me, that's a huge driver, you know, to be everything I can be, to experience all of the beautiful and wonderful things there are in this world to experience. And, you know, I don't want to leave any stone unturned. So that's the way I look at it. And so it seems like for every item I check off my list, I'll probably add two more in its place, you know, which is okay. You know, someone asked me the question one time, do you ever think you'll finish your bucket list? And my answer is a resounding no, you know, because I think that as long as you are living and drawing breath, you should constantly be learning and exploring and picking up new things and evolving as a person. And so with that, yeah, I think my list will continue to grow until the day I die.
That's awesome. Why do you think mediocrity, like, what's the fear there? Why do you think why is that a driver for you? Well, let's start with how do you define mediocrity? What does that mean?
You know, I think it's different for different people.
Right.
But for example, I think of it this way. Like, for example, I would say, like, I get these moments where I say, oh, I'm not doing anything with my life. I need to do something with my life. You know, the couple of times I've said that to other people, they look at me like I just grew 2 heads, you know, because they look at me and they say, are you kidding me? You know, you have a life that most people would dream of, and yet there's still gaps, I think, or something that drives me internally that says, you know, I'm not quite there yet, or there's something else out there for me. And I think it's more of an internal thing than anything, because I think you will feel, and this is actually probably what drives a lot of people when they have questions about their purpose and what are they supposed to be doing in life? What is their dream career or their dream occupation? You know, inside there is a gap. There's something that's not filled, and they're looking for that, but they don't know what it is. And in fact, that was a lot of what I was asking myself when I was looking for my purpose. I knew that there was something more out there for me, but I didn't know what that more was.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a driver in a sense, because it drives you to keep pursuing, to keep asking the questions, to keep searching and looking, you know, in a sense to try and find what you're looking for. And for me, it came to the question, what is the meaning of life? And I asked people sound very philosophical, very deep. And so I asked that question. I asked myself that question. I asked my friends, looked in books, and, you know, I was trying to find out, what is the meaning of life? Why am I here? What is this all about? You know? And I had a great life. I had a great job, making good money, you know, my own place. I was traveling. I had friends. I had a significant other. But still, there was something missing. And for me, I think, you know, just like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it was that layer of self-actualization. It's what we strive for that needs to fulfill while we're here, or the purpose of our life. And that was what was missing for me. And I think, in all honesty, most people will never find that. They will never, because they will never even ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I didn't want to be one of those people who wasn't even asking the question. And that's so awesome. That was a fear for me, again, to live a life that was so much less than what I knew I was capable of living, or what I knew was out there for me, if I just had the courage to reach out and reach out and seize it, you know?
Mm-hmm. So one of the courageous things you did most recently was leave your job. Of 13 years.
Wow.
And I come from the accounting industry, right? So that's where I started out, in corporate accounting. And I think that's where you were as well, right? Audit or accounting?
I was in audit. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so most people do not ever leave, like ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how do that? That's true. I mean, I've worked for some great companies, you know, big companies. I'm talking like top, you know, Fortune 100 companies, mm-hmm. and you know, great job, great salaries, and yet I knew again back to that there's more out there for me, yeah. And not so much in terms of salary, but in terms of fulfillment and purpose, and what is the path that I need to take to fulfill the purpose of why I'm here. So for me, you know, I like to put this in my little, probably little 10-second elevator speech. You know, my purpose is to help other people live their best, happiest, most fearless, and fulfilling life. You know, that's it in a nutshell, you know. And so in doing that, I felt that I couldn't do that working for the corporate environment in a corporate job. I need to take a step out. I need to take a step on faith, the same thing I always encourage other people to do, and go out on my own and really take my business to the next level. And I couldn't do that really with one foot in the corporate world and one foot in trying to, you know, launch my business and really taking it to the next level. Yeah. So it was time. I knew it was going to be coming, you know, that I couldn't straddle the fence forever. There, at some point, I was going to have to fully jump into this career, my business that I was trying to launch. And came a little sooner than I thought, but, you know, I felt good about it. I felt the timing was right. You know, and people have asked me that question, how do you know when the timing is right? How did you know it was time? And it sounds cliche to say it, that, you know, I knew and you'll know, but that's the reality of it. You'll know. There's no such thing as the perfect time. So, and in fact, in my case, I could have stayed several more months and gotten some things squared away financially, but it was time. And so it was time to do it right now, even aside from that. And I knew it. I knew it without a shadow of a doubt. And so that was the plan, you know, to try and step out on faith and start my own business. Well, it was already started, but to continue to launch it, to, you know, launch and implement some other avenues of it and to really take it to the next level. And that required me to jump into it 100%.
Awesome. So what are some of the things that you do with your business? I know that you have trips. I know that you do coaching. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other things? Can you talk mm-hmm. a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, the travel piece came about, well, certainly because I love to travel. But also, I mean, if you ask people a lot of times, you know, if money, time was no object, what would you like to do? A lot of people would say travel, you know. And so the question becomes, well, why are you waiting? You know, you can travel now. You know, it doesn't take, you know, a major amount of money to do some amount of travel. You know, to me, I've always looked at it as a matter of priority more than anything. You know, where there's a will, there's a way. If you really want to travel, you'll find the means and make it happen. And that's what I, you know, talk to people about all the time. So the travel component came about as a way of trying to show people that and help them travel and see some of the world and check some of their bucket list adventures off. So then the other piece, I'm a certified life coach. So, of course, coaching is a big component of what I'm doing, and I'm working on a coaching program now that I'll be launching and bringing out. But other pieces of it, I always saw myself as an author, as having published books. So I probably have about 4 or 5 different book ideas now that I need to work on. And so hopefully from that, I also saw myself as a public speaker, particularly with the audience of single women, you know, who may not be living that full life because they're thinking, well, you know, I'm not married yet. I should wait until my husband comes along. And I just want them to know that, hey, you can live a full, happy life right now. You don't have to wait for somebody else to validate your existence or to make you feel worthy of going to a certain destination or doing certain things in life. You are worthy right here and right now on your own.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So those are some of the things that I'm working on. You know, the coaching business, the books, the public speaking, you know, certainly the travel. One thing I'd like to do is work with one of my partners to marry up the coaching with the travel to come up with women's retreats. So we have our first one that'll be coming soon. You know, basically women can go and have their vacation and get rejuvenated, but also learn a lot of tips and information to help transform their life. So when they go back, they're relaxed, but they also are ready to change their life.
Awesome. So one mm-hmm. of the things that I love about coaching is it's a word, right, that people use frequently, but it's so much flexibility and freedom within it. Like everyone has the mm-hmm. to define what coaching is for them and what it looks like for them. And every coach has a, you know, of course we have a general overall definition, but what does coaching look like for you? When someone is coaching with Lioness, what does that mean?
So much, you know, I always use this example with people sometimes when they ask me that. You know, the two talk show hosts, Oprah and Dr. Phil. So, you know, I see Oprah's method of coaching is more like, you know, she's going to coddle you. She's going to, you know, kind of soothe you and that sort of thing. And she's going to be real understanding and compassionate. Now, Dr. Phil, on the other hand, it's not that he's not sympathetic to your issues, but he's going to look at you with a very realistic look and say, yeah, well, how's that working for you? You know, and I think I'm more like Dr. Phil than I am like Oprah, because I think there are times in people's lives where they need that swift kick in the behind, essentially, you know, basically, that's what they need. They may be using certain excuses with themselves. They may be not opening their eyes to the reality of things around them. They may be scared or fearful about certain things and putting up certain mental or emotional blocks and barriers. But whatever it is, they need that kick in the behind to get them over the hump. And that's essentially the kind of coaching I provide. You know, it really is about helping people to mentally and emotionally make breakthroughs in their own lives. And a lot of it is helping them to see things in a certain way in their own mindset. You know, like, for example, if they're fearful of traveling alone overseas, for example. Well, you know, that's a very nebulous fear, but let's break it down. What is it you're really afraid of? Are you afraid that you're not going to meet other people and have anybody to socialize with? Are you afraid of it from a safety perspective that your health and well-being is going to be jeopardized? What is it that you're really afraid of? Let's break it down and let's really examine it so that we can then resolve it, you know. So that's kind of where, you know, I provide that dose of reality, you know, and that's the kind of coaching I think the area where I am and the kind of coaching
I think it. I provide. So really taking those fears, look, I was going to say take the bull by the horns. You did that too.
Basically. It's like quit BSing yourself, you know. It's like, yeah. You know, yes, I did do that. And I have this far on my leg to prove it too.
Oh my goodness. I love it. You are definitely one of the most adventurous women I have ever met in my life. I love it. So where can we find you online?
Mm-hmm. So right now we have the Facebook group, which is called Bucket List Beast, and that was created. That's the social aspect of my business. And basically it's a community of people who I say, hey, we go hard on life. We're a beast about going after the bucket list because we want to live life to the fullest. Mm-hmm. And so I like that sometimes people come in and maybe they're, you know, just starting out. They've never taken a trip overseas before or never traveled by themselves before, but they get in this group and they see all these people who are doing this like as easy as breathing air every day. And they are really inspired and motivated by that. And it is so rewarding when, you know, I hear from these people are, you know, I get private messages from people and, you know, and they say, because of you, you know, I got a passport, or because of you, I went skydiving, or because of you, I'm taking my first trip by myself. You know, it's just so rewarding to see people opening up and seeing life through new eyes and really experiencing more than they ever thought they would. You know, it's very rewarding to me. But that's part of what the group provides. So it's that social community aspect. We're on Facebook with that. I'm getting the Instagram account by the same name going. But you can also find my personal account on Instagram under Miss Lioness to You, at Miss Lioness to You. And the website, as I said, we're working on that. So I hope to launch that in another maybe week or two. Couple of weeks. The big challenge for me is going to be getting that bucket list up to date. So, okay. But what I think when people see it, they're going to be like, wow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially the stuff that you've already done. Like, I am just so thoroughly impressed, seriously. What will the web address be? I think by the time this releases, the site will be up.
So it'd be by the same name, bucketlistbeast.com. So that's where you'll find us. That's where you'll be able to learn a little bit about my coaching, at least from a standpoint of maybe if you want to talk to me more from an initial introductory meeting, people will be able to do that. Learning, of course, about my bucket list, learning about, you know, some of my own travels and where I've been in the world and some of the things that I like to do. So, yeah, it'll definitely be, I like to look at it as a source of inspiration and motivation for people.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, I can't wait to Mm-hmm. Look, I want to say I'll take a trip, but I don't know if I'm scared or if I'm just cautious. We got. I'm like, we'll see what you got going on. One last question, and I ask this to all the guests that come on. What's your favorite song?
Oh, my favorite song of all time?
Or for right now?
My favorite song. Oh, for right now? Well, for right now, I'm listening to Promise by Kid Ink and Fetty Wap.
That's okay. Look, and it's funny because every time I ask people, I get the funniest responses. People are like, I don't really want to say this song. But the thing is, most of the music that we listen to actually has like our energy in it. So it's like, you tell the song, it's like, okay, this is probably a song that will make you get off your butt and go do something right now.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, me and music, you know, a lot of times it has a story behind it. And so I heard the song and I liked the song. Okay. And so then I went to see who sung the song. So then I see there's this guy, Kid Ink, who is totally covered in tattoos. And while I do have one tattoo, you know, I like the freedom of that. It's like, hey, this is my body. This is my canvas. It tells my story. You know, this is me. So I like that aspect of it. Fetty Wap, I also, you know, delved into his story, you know, again, in researching the song. And, you know, the situation with his eye and kind of the way he explained it. He said, hey, you know, it's a thing. It happens. It doesn't bother me. Don't worry about it because I don't worry about it, you know. But as I delved deeper into that, I noticed that there was a story that came about where there was a little boy who was also missing an eye, and he stopped wearing his prosthetic because Fetty wasn't wearing his. And the mother was so moved by that because it gave the boy confidence to go out and just be who he was, you know. And so she actually wrote into Fetty and explained that and just thanked him profusely, you know, for being a role model for her son and helping to give him that confidence. So a lot of times I like to look at songs from that perspective. And, you know, after delving into that and seeing the two of them and what some of their background was, it made me like the song even more, you know?
I love it.
So that's what I'm listening to these days. Or that's what I have. That's what actually was playing in the car before this call.
I love it. Well, thank you. I am so appreciative that you took time out your busy schedule. I know you're in the midst of a move and business and all kinds of things.
Yes, lots going on.
Yes.
But I will be posting a lot of the move, you know, as far as my multi-state journey on Facebook. You know, I'll be taking some videos and some photos and putting that on social media as well. And so I'll be trying to take the people along on the journey with me as I, you know, move to check some more of my states off my bucket list.
Awesome. And that's Ms. Lioness, the number 2 and the letter U.
Ms. Yes. Lioness, Ms. Lioness to you. 2 and the number 2 and you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you again. Mm-hmm. I am so grateful. For everyone listening, of course, as I always say, freedom requires friends. So if you're looking to free yourself from fears and get a swift kick in the butt, you definitely want to holler at the lioness. Check out the Facebook group, Bucket List Beasts. We all need some kind of support and community in order to knock these bucket lists out the box. So
thank you. But thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
This episode of the Freedom Friends Show is brought to you by the Coach Your Damn Self Challenge. If you're ready to take back your power and achieve all of your dreams and goals, then join the Coach Your Damn Self Challenge today. That's CoachYadamnSelf.com. CoachYourDamnSelf.com.